Praise the Lord. And let me quickly tell you, hallelujah. I had cause to call the pastors in my office, Pastor Francis, Pastor Thomas. And I called Pastor Thomas. I said, Pastor Thomas, is it wrong for a Christian sister to wear chain? Before I finish the statement, Pastor Thomas said, kai, 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 it's wrong, wrong. I said, which scripture is that? Amen. And he tried to gabble, dabble, 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 dabble. At the end, he said, not true, no scripture. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. There was a reason why I brought that up. Amen. That is the reason why God gave us a prophet in this age. Listen, church. There is the written word of God and there is the spoken word of God. Listen. It says, open my eyes that I may see glimpses of truth thou hast for me. Let in my heart the wonderful key thou shalt unclasp and set me free. Oh, silently now I wait for thee. Ready, my God, thy will to see. Open my eyes, illumine me. Spirit, divine. Do you understand in Philippians chapter 3 where Apostle Paul said, in his prayer, he added that I may know you. Why I love this God so much. For these 2 years, 1989, till this present moment that I came into Christianity, I have gotten to know that this God can never be defeated. He can never be defeated. I'm telling you, church, there are many people today that claim they know God. But the truth is, it's just religion. They know nothing about Him. When I told some, when I was teaching on the Holy Ghost, I said, do you know that God, can, if you know God, you will see Him all around. You will see Him all around. Do you know that God can use a madman to prophesy to you? But if you don't know God, you will be binding, you demon, I bind you. Then, Balaam will have rebuked that ass. That started speaking in tongues to Balaam. An animal. God used an animal to speak to a prophet. Now, why I'm saying so is this. There are many of us that are holding on to this book, Bible, Bible. My own is Bible, 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 Bible. But there is the before the word was written, it was first spoken. Do you understand? The word of God was first spoken before it was written down. Do you understand? The word of God is because He sends His word first to the prophet. And when He wants to send His word to the prophet, He does not say, prophet, come, take this book. It is as the prophet is speaking, after he has spoken, then it is written down. That's why Will Abraham preach a message. The spoken word is the original seed. This, what I'm telling you now, not too many people know it. There is the spoken word. That is why Where there is a liberty of the spirit, be very careful. Because the person sitting next to you, God can use him to talk to you. He can use him to talk to you. But why God allowed it to be written? So that we can have a guide. Because God does not contradict himself. What he has spoken, he cannot say another thing to contradict it. So we use this to know whether what you are saying is of God or not. God hates divorce. What God has joined together, let no man... So for instance, if you go to any man of God and he tells you, your wife is too stubborn, divorce her. The Lord told me to tell you that. Now, you can flash it on this Urim and Tumim. Then you can know, okay, Pastor, you are false. Anything God show me come to pass. Praise God. Then one day, you see in a vision, voice talking to you. The same voice that used to talk to you before. Says that you should carry your knife and go and kill that which will they worry you. Amen. And you say, this is God. You know that is contrary to the Bible. You are to judge it by the Bible. That's why God allow us to have the written word. To help us, to guide us on the spoken word. Now, we have the written word. But there is a pattern that God arranged the seven church ages. The first church age that started with a prophet was Apostle Paul. Apostle Paul was a prophet. All the prophecies he gave, they are coming to pass one by one now. But he started with a writing prophet. That's why God allowed Apostle Paul to be sent to one prison or the other. All those letters, most of those letters that he wrote them to the churches while he was in detention. God allowed him to be there so that he can write these things down to keep them for us that we are coming hereafter. Then the last prophet to the seventh church age became a speaking prophet. If you don't catch it, you will miss so many things in this age. So, when you ask me, show me where it is written in the Bible that a woman should not wear a ring, I will say it is in the Bible. Where is it? It's in Malachi chapter 4. Through that ministry, God decided to say certain things in a way to manifest all those who are truly led by the Spirit of God. This is where we miss it. This is where we miss it. Oh, I love him. I love him. I love him. I love Jesus. I love Jesus. Oh, he will drive fasting. This and that. This and that. He says, if you will follow me, he says, number one, he says, you have to deny yourself and pick up your cross and follow me. He said, deny yourself first. He said that the first commandment is love the Lord with the whole of your heart, the whole of your mind. Love him with all of you. So let's confirm now whether you love him. How can you say you are my wife? When I came across this message, now I'm released. We were, you know, I had to tell my wife, you cannot palm your hair anymore. You can't wear your ring again. It's against the scripture. I was showing her. Well, one day she went, I came out and said, wait till she wants to ask me. If my friends ask me outside, why I'm not palming my hair, why I'm not wearing a ring, why will I tell them? Which scripture will I use? I say, you don't need scripture. You are my wife. Tell them, this is how your husband Wants it. Finish. I don't pay your dowry. I pay. And I struggle with you with another man? No. So anywhere you go, as a married woman, I said, tell them, this is how my husband doesn't want me to wear earring. My husband doesn't want me to perm my hair. My husband doesn't want me to wear trouser. My husband does not want me to wear sleeveless dress. Simple. Anybody that query you for that, he ain't gonna tell me whether now he borrow me money where I pay your bride price. And a woman is a church, I'm speaking. Who has the final say? Do not answer that one. But if I talk concerning enemy where they attack you, where say you don't go get belly, then I say, who has the final say? You will jump up. Jehovah. Concerning every aspect of your life, what you should wear and what you should not wear. Who has the final say?
Jehovah, the final say.
Jehovah, come. My life around from worldliness to holiness. He has a final say. So when you identify a servant of God as a voice of God by virtue of his office as a prophet, and not just a gifted prophet in the church, but a dispensational prophet, where he said, thus said the Lord, you better follow it. So, what has earrings and necklace and these jewelries, what has it got to do with salvation? This is what it has to do with salvation. Yes, he allowed it before. But there are things that have become idols to us. And God knows in every age what is an idol. Concerning the women, it is fashion. So let's see whether you love him with the whole of your heart. So it is a test in this age. So people are going to church, I love Jesus, but that same Jesus come after vindicating his servant. He said, this is done, said the Lord to my daughters in this age. Don't dress like this. Number one, if you have the Holy Ghost, the deep, call it to the deep. There's a deep to respond. If it is the voice of God, there will be a witness in you. If you have the Holy Ghost. So, God himself, he did it. Hallelujah. To prove you. This is one thing he used to separate the wheat from the chaff in this age. This is one thing he used in this age. So many preachers, they look at it, but it is what is in the heart now. And they are correct, not what you put on. Why you bothered about trousers? Why you bothered about this? It is God himself trying to separate the wheat from the chaff. How can you love your husband so much until you are sure your husband does not want this? And you still say, I'm a lie. Me, I wear human rights. The first time I say I marry you, no mean say I go look ugly now. If I say I marry you, no mean say I go look ugly. Ugly to who? If you are not a prostitute, if you are not an adulteress, who do you want to dress to please again outside? Your husband said, this is how I want you to say, as I marry you, I find pass before I marry you. I find pass before I marry you. So make her begin to dress and I'm not the lie. That woman is the one man outside. She's not a faithful woman. It's a test for all of us in this age. There is the bride of Jesus Christ, and there are the children of the concubines. There are concubine churches, and there are bride churches. How do we know it? By their response to the voice of God. It's to prove you, nothing more. Just to prove you, nothing more, nothing beyond that. He said, the word of the Lord tried Jacob. It tried him. Until today, the word of the Lord is also trying you to see whether you love him with the whole of your heart or not. Because there are some of you, you saw it, kuro, he will speak to you. He will reveal it to you. You will still wake up. You say, I see young go. There are some people that came to this church. They mingle with us. Well, maybe if I dress like this, I'll get husband, because the husband are different. And before you know what, they drop a ring. They put long skirt. They put everything. They will become bride. 2 months pass, husband never come. 3 months pass, husband never come. The next thing he said, I don't come this church. Read 6 months now. If I read 7 months, nothing happened. There they go. 7 months, nobody say hello. We don't see them. Small time, you go jam them for road, for bus stop. Huh? How is this sister with this? Deck, cutting, earring, necklace, even put for nose, put everywhere. Sister, how are you? Fine, yo. He will tell you, fine, yo. I know why they greet me like that. That's because they wear a dress. What happened? So I go there, I don't go married. I know she say age, they go. Now, those people only came and mingled. They call them mixed multitude. Yes. The word of the Lord to prove you. The journey was to take only 40 days. It ended up how many? How many? Deuteronomy. Let's open it. Chapter 8. Hallelujah. This Bible is wonderful. Now, Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 2. And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness. Why? To humble thee and to prove thee, to know what was in thy heart, whether thou will have kept his commandments or no. That was the reason. To humble you. To prove you whether you will keep his commandment or not. So one of it, he will just decide, say, no food. Keep them hungry. Let's see what will come out, whether they will still follow me. When hungry, why are they like this? They begin to remember the garlic and cucumber. When they were in bondage, slaves, what they were eating while they were slaves. Garlic and cucumber. As soon as you give your life to Christ, God wants to prove that, to see whether you mean it or not. Time to prove. There must be proving time. Then he will allow some problems. Things that you used to enjoy nyafu nyafu anyhow, now they are all missing. Even money to rub cream, you know they gay. Ha! So tell you rich way. You have to go and beg for soap or to bath. Ha! You go stay on the look for mirror. Hey! Inkiru. Now maybe this. Hey! It happens. No, you hear some people that say, what is happening? When I was in the world, I'm money nyafu nyafu everywhere. But since I gave my life to Christ, I've been at this church. You go leave this church, go another church. It will get worse there. He wants to prove you. To see whether you will keep his commandments. Whether there's any situation that can make you go back to your bondage. That is why But you must come like Apostle Paul. What will separate me from the love of God? Persecution, hunger, whatever it is. You must. The decision you have made when you become a Christian is a decision that you are ready to die. Not only to be in hunger, but die in that hunger. I will live true to my God. Then you position yourself for God to say, like he told concerning Job. You can see, you've done everything around Job. Did he deny me? No. You don't finish. Now all that you lost before, you will everything a double, double. Hallelujah. He gave Job double, double. Everything he lost, double, double. Whatever trial you're going through now, it is God allowing it to prove you. Whatever sermon you hear in a church like this, the voice of the Lord telling you, stop something. It's God trying to prove you. You love your ring so much. You love those paint so much. Until, even if an angel comes to tell you, God says you stop. He says, what has that got to do with the gospel? You will go around 40 days journey will take you 40 years. That is why Christians suffer. And all this is going on to prove you. That is why there must be a wilderness in your life. And that is a proving time. All of us, including me here. We had time with Ikwesu, we spoke very well. No, it's true. When he had my own testimony, he said, sir, you're not a normal person. No. I said, I'm very, very normal. The devil was doing it, thinking that the decision I took, na joke, na frustration. Because I received Christ inside prison yard. And when we are disturbing the whole prison yard with the gospel, one officer said, now so then they do. Well, now they lock on here, and I'm going to do like that. Well, now come out now. I say, wait and check me when I leave this place. Whether I have met with him or it's frustration. Praise the Lord. Enter message churches. All their pastor. Only the pastor in that church, the whole tithe, the pastor get them. Almost all of them that I know. Almost all. No matter how big or small the church is, there is a special box for tithe. No dick can see how much is inside. Only the pastor and his wife. The key is with him and the spare key with the wife in case he travels. I'm telling you what is obtainable there. And while I was in those churches, out of anger, I will not pay my tithe. When I have my tithe, I will scatter it into envelopes. All the members in the church that have problem, I'm going to give them, take. I say, Father, I have paid my tithe. Now that is wrong, but that was the only way. When I had the opportunity to pastor a church, I now decided to preach it and to practice it. Then Satan strangulated all my finances. Put money for fuel for inside the motor I don't get. I will enter Okada come church. Pastor, 2 years I could not pay my house rent. I will enter my room. I say, Satan, I know the reason why they do this one. I know. I'm not going to change my mind. Sometimes the thing will wire me. I go cry. When I clean my tears, finish inside my room. I say, Satan, I know why you are doing this to me. Because of my stand. So that I will go and be like those useless pastors. I say, lie. This decision is a revelation. Nothing will make me change. And I've always believed that a pastor, a minister of God, must have integrity. And that it is wrong for any minister to go to any member of the church and say, I have a need. Can you help me, please? My car has broken down. A true minister of God should not do that. Since this ministry started, 16 years now, I have never approached any member of this church to say, I have a personal need, can you help me? I don't even have the confidence to do it. And every other minister in this church should be able to say the same thing. If not, it's a shame on you. A minister of God should not do that. We have integrity to uphold. 16 years, I have never, and I'm saying it to the whole world, let anybody come and say, I have ever gone to you and say, please, my mama died. My mama died. It's not this church that buried her for me. Amen. Doesn't mean because I had money, I didn't have nothing. Look, he strangled me. You know, when you are saying testimony, you don't know what the person went through. Words cannot express what some of us have gone through. I'm saying this to tell you what you will go through when you take a stand. Praise the Lord. 16 years pastoring a church as big as this, I'm still living in a rented house. In fact, they gave me quick notice for one before I come get this one. Right there now. Now, that, does that mean that I'm encouraging poverty? No. I am telling you, when he has finished trying me, then God will tell him one day, shall you see? You don't do, you still stand. When my own blessing will come, amen. It will come double. Praise the Lord. There is the spoken word and there is the written word. The spoken word to this age tells us, God tells us through that word how we should comport ourselves. That is why our sisters don't cut their hair. It is wrong for a Christian woman to go and do low cut. The hair is a symbol of a woman under authority. Even in the village, some custom, when you lose your husband, they tell you to shave your head because your glory has departed. But people have turned it to fashion. It's wrong. So William Brown put it this way. He said, if you wake up and you see your wife, go and do low cut. He said, you are free to divorce her. He said, she's declaring to you, I am no longer under your authority. So why will you marry a woman that is no longer under your authority? Will Abraham say so? So if you cut your hair, go back and grow it. It's wrong. Maybe you didn't know why. It's not fashion. It is thus said the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's put our hands together for our God. Put your hands together for Jesus now.